Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, what an intro. What a fun way to start this Wednesday morning, 11 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. My name is, of course, Jack Hatfield, your host for Fix the Family. Fix this country called America right now, right here. Thank you. We are soon on our way of becoming the largest and most listened to family talk radio show in all the land. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, realize that we are a subsidiary of Fix the Family, Fix America, in which day we do it in four parts. First part is positive fathering, followed by make a difference mothering, then pull through parenting, followed by reveal your success. And we're coming to you live every day, this time 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock Wednesdays, soon to be bigger, longer, faster, and stronger. Every day we're working to be the number one family radio show on the planet. Wow, what an intro, what a day. Last week we apologized, we had so many, what do you call those things, glitches? We had a big old glitch that took us down for almost the entire show. If you were listening, come back in at about the 10-minute mark before the end. Fast forward to about the 10-minute mark, and I try to sum up the whole show in 10 minutes. Pretty difficult thing to do, but I think we did an okay thing. To join us here, ladies and gentlemen, you just simply call 347-677-0692. We'd love to hear from you on all the topics that we're going to talk about. We've got a full day for you because we did not get to everything last week. We've got a full day this week. We've got to talk about more disease in the diet. We've got to talk about more fathering. We've got to talk about mothering. We've got to talk about, oh, wow, everything. We have a guy that found something in his brain. We're going to talk about him a little bit. We have, remember how we had, you can make your own bulletproof vest. And you can wear your own knife protection. We haven't found anything that stops the head yet from being injured in any manner. We had that person that was hit with a rock or a shard from a lawnmower right into their head as they were just simply walking by. But we do have a story of something on the head helping save a six-year-old boy. So that's pretty good. We have breaking news on one of the biggest problems in marriage today. We have breaking news that we could fix that tonight, today, simply by doing one thing. Breaking news. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about, you know, everybody's eating all these bad foods. And every time someone does that over and over and over, they claim that they have a disease called... disease called heartburn or acid reflux, as they would like to call it. Where it used to be called heartburn, now it's called acid reflux disease. And instead of a disease, it's not really a disease, it's caused by items that you're eating over and over and over to where you've filled your gut, you took that sphincter, you've used it too much, and now that sphincter can no longer close very successfully. So instead of working on you eating better so that that sphincter heals and becomes irrelevant to your heartburn, now we sell drugs called PPIs, protein pump inhibitors, and we find out now that they are causing some extra problems. Weird, huh? Okay, so ladies, we also know that you do something to try to make yourself look better, and now we know after our study today is in the long run, you're going to look worse. We'll tell you about that tonight. Sorry, this isn't the evening show. This is the morning show. We also find out that there was a report saying that we are being bombarded with cancer-causing chemicals and radiation. And the report also then says the federal government should do more to protect us. And I disagree. We should do more by learning, and learning by listening to this show and going to disease and the diet workshops across this country. We'll talk about that later on in the world. Then we're also going to talk about, this is big right here. This is humongous because a lot of people sit around and go, look, look, look. Everything's not black and white. There's a gray area. And I'm here to say, you know, some things are black and white. Good, evil, black and white. And guess what they found? Babies know the difference between good and evil at a very early age. We'll find out how early today. Then we also, oh, goodness, we find out more intrusion because they're saying stop marketing unhealthy food to kids. I've got two stories to tell you that that's not the problem. And then we find that there's a list of 70 immediate steps that could reduce childhood obesity. I can think of five right now, and all of them are called mommy, daddy, the way they cook, the way they eat, and how intelligent and knowledgeable they become on food facts. That's all you really need. Those four, actually I said five. Number five would be pass that down to the child. That'll take care of that, but we'll talk about that study also. We got, like I said, a lot to talk about. We even got, we found out just the other day that they found a fossil discovery that shows humans have been eating beef and meats and longhorn bulls back to 2.5 million years. There's a big study to tell people that we are not meat eaters, and that is biochemically incorrect. Wow. Remember, we like to mispronounce a lot of words on this show just to see if you're on your toes. That's the main reason I do it. That's not true at all. I'm actually just tongue-tied. Okay. Just had some libation. That libation is, of course, my everyday drink of a mixture of whiskey, gin, vodka, and what do you call that? Grain alcohol. That's exactly what I just had. That is not true. It is my, for the regular listeners on the program, it's that antioxidant juice drink that I like to mix up. This one has actually 14 different fruits in it today. Blueberry being the main one. We love blueberry. But anyway, it would go good with vodka though, but we don't do that until after this show. Woo, we're having fun. Okay, let's talk about this. This is pretty interesting. There's a 61-year-old man was in England, and he collapsed while gardening in his home, so that's another reason to go to the grocery store. I'm just kidding. I don't garden, but for people who garden, that's great. Thank you. We appreciate it. He collapsed while gardening in his home, and he has no memory of what happened to him. Well, when police reported his wife found him on the ground, he was conscious but unable to speak, and they thought he had a stroke. Well, when he got to the hospital, they did a whole bunch of x-rays, checked out some stuff, and they found a bullet was in his head, just in the back of his head, and it had entered his head through his eye. Now, remember, this man has absolutely no knowledge of this bullet entering his eye or his brain, and I'm sitting here looking at the x-ray, and it is actually in the back of his head. So it entered in his eye and it has traveled to the back of his head. The bullet is still in the head. There was an attempt to remove it, but doctors were not able to because of his position. He is sitting there stable, hoping that one day we'll find a bullet removal tool from bullets traveling into your eyeball and lodging in the back of your head. Anyway, it's a mystery. No one knows how it's done. He doesn't know how it's done. The wife doesn't know how it's done. He's not a cop or anything. Just a bullet entered his eye, made its way to the back of the head, and he fell down. So they're working on that. Hopefully him and the wife find ways to get that out and get better. We really do send our condolences, because if you're sitting there one day and you fall down from a bullet that entered your eye sometime in your life that you missed, okay, you missed this entering your eye years before, that's pretty impressive. First of all, you're tough, because obviously you just went, wow, grain of sand. This guy's tough. He goes, honey, I got some sand in my eye today. I don't know what happened. It's just a big hole from the sand. It'll heal. Don't worry about it. And then the bullet goes all the way to the back of the brain until finally he falls down from it. Big news. That's a tough guy. We send him our condolences. That's a big boy. By the way, he was 61. They do not know how long the bullet has been there. But again, working its way from the eye to the back of the head, been there for a while. Now, we spoke many shows ago on how you can create your own bulletproof vest. And you do that by eating a lot of bad foods and sitting in a beanbag. And you get the love handles, and that saved this lady from a bullet, a gunshot. And then we also drink a lot of beer, eat a lot of wings. No, wait a minute, I like wings. Eat a lot of pretzels while you're drinking that beer. And you get the beer gut, and that provides you extra protection from the knife wounds that you could get in a bar fight. So another reason why a lot of people in bars have big guts is because they're trying to protect themselves from the potential knife fight that could break out. Remember that, people. It's not obesity. It's protection. Anyway, we talked about that we also haven't found a way to grow your head to where it can be protected, but a 6-year-old boy was saved from dropping out of an 8-story window. He lives on the 8th story at this place, and they have on the, the area where the windows are, they have these bars to protect them. And it's not a, not a patio or whatever that's called. But anybody, somebody, tell me what that's called. A what? A sill. No, not a windowsill. The thing you walk out on. I have a balcony. That's what it is. It's not a balcony. It is a windowsill, but they have these bars that come out. Anyway, he woke up alone after his grandfather left home temporarily to run an errand. So the grandfather doing good parenting tips here, running an errand while your child's asleep. They'll never wake up. Right? Right. So anyway, he woke up. And he is thought to have fallen from the window while looking for his grandfather. So he's 8 stories up. He can't find his grandfather. He wakes up. He starts yelling for the grandfather. So he looks out the window, and he topples over. And there's bars on the window. And he got stuck. He got stuck by his head. He is actually dangling. So you're looking up. You hear the boy screaming. And you look up and you see this boy dangling, arms free, flailing, legs flailing. The boy's dangling. He was caught by his ears. A little more wringling and wrangling, he could have wriggled through, but those ears kept him alive. Fire servicemen and firefighters used hydraulic pressure expander to force the bars apart. get his ears and get his body back through and save the child. The picture of him hanging by his ears here is amazing, but we now have, you know, additional proof. Remember, we look at people when we're in school and we make fun of those ears and all that, but all you have to say now, children, if you have big ears, you look at them and go, I could be potentially saved from dropping from an 8-story window with these ears. So just shut it. We have proof. Proof right here. 6-year-old boy fall through, saved by his ears. Amazing, amazing story. It's in China, by the way. Entire body gets through. Entire body gets through the bars, except for his ears. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Okay. Now, we talked about some things on this show. And we have a lot of fun, people. We're going to have fun on the show because we're going to do anything. We're going to have fun, okay? So let's talk about what our new Fix the Family, Fix America project is. And it's an extension of everything because we find a lot of people are going through these things with degenerative diseases. And it is called Disease and the Diet. We are going to be, next show, we're going to talk to you a way that you can get access to a cookbook and you can get access to a series of monthly and, bi-weekly video and information subscription services for yourself to start learning day in and day after on disease and the diet, all the things we need to do, because people are clamoring me for information, clamoring me for what they can do to be better. We're going to be promoting a cookbook that you can purchase next week. We're going to be promoting a subscription series of videos from me and other people, along with informative PDFs and ebooks every bi-week. And it's going to be a very low price for this subscription because what we're going to give you is beyond value. The stuff we're going to be giving you could potentially save your life. So we really need you. Pay attention next week. Come back and listen to us. And if you're listening now, go tell 462 people to come back and listen to us next week, and we're going to give you all that information on the cookbook, how to get it, and how to get onto that subscription service where you can get videos and ebooks delivered to your right to your desktop, right to your email, right to where you can use it. Also filling with recipes of the week. We're going to be putting you on a program constantly that's going to come every bi-week. A lot of things are monthly, and that's just not enough because people go and they get monthly, and then they don't remember what they did. And about 2 weeks after that, 2 weeks after they get a subscription video or a recipe, they just go on about their business and forget what they were doing. Well, no longer are we going to do that. We're going to do it every 2 weeks, and it's going to be followed by guest people. They're going to be it's going to be me, other people. We're going to be putting all this together, all to help you become better and keep degenerative diseases out of your family. So remember, next week, find out. And if you want more information, go to diseaseandthediet.com, coming to an Earth Fair near you. Earth Fair, a fantastic place to go and get organic fruits and vegetables, grass-fed beef, and other items. And a lot of the things that we could be sending you once you get on this subscription service, we also are going to send you hardback and hardcover and paper products in this subscription service. And all of those, someone just opened the door, all of those products will be coming from our official nationwide print sponsor, Soho Office, out of the village of Sand Hill, Columbia, South Carolina. Those guys, I cannot speak of them enough. I hope to go visit them in exactly 1 hour. Pick up my signs for our Disease and the Diet next workshop happening at Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina. We've got 3 other Earth Fairs we're going to be doing soon. We're going to talk about them next week. It's just growing leaps and bounds. Fantastic. It is amazing. If you want to join us, ask any questions, do anything, you know the number, 347-677-0692. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. Okay, so if you're eating bad and you do it over and over and over, remember we talked last week how your pancreas, I don't know if we actually spoke on this last week on the show, but I remember talking about it to someone. Anyway, when you don't eat enzymes coming from food and fruits and vegetables that help you digest, okay, your pancreas has to bring those enzymes into your digestive system. And so if you do that over time and time, your pancreas actually can grow to twice its size to make up for all the enzymes you're not eating. So you need to get your healthy enzymes from your places, fruits, vegetables, lettuce, etc., and make sure that that's helping you digest, and that's going to keep a lot of degenerative diseases away. We talk about that in the subscription series anyway. That's not the reason I do this. Anyway, you're eating bad. You go through it. You go through about eating bad for 20 years because you don't know. You haven't paid attention. Again, remember a long time ago, 97% of people don't even read a book after high school. Another reason why we're going to do a video series, because people don't like to read. They can watch TV, though, so we're doing the video series. Anyway, you eat and eat and eat, and every now and then you come up with that, oh, I have heartburn. Oh, I got heartburn. Well, your heartburn is obviously caused by your diet. A lot of people call it, well, the doctors and the medical facilities call it gastroesophageal reflux disease or acid reflux. Now, they go down and they say you need a PPI, protein pump inhibitor. You've got well-known brands of drugs like Prilosec and Nexium and all those helping people to take heartburn away by stopping your stomach from making the acid that it needs. You could do this with a stomach called stomach stabilizers. They sell that stuff. It's, they also sell it. That'll help you out. But anyway, the overuse of the heartburn drugs now, they're finding out, is a little risky. And what does that mean? Well, the drugs are raising the risk of fractures in postmenopausal women, because remember, postmenopausal women need extra calcium, and it's causing bacterial infections in many patients. Okay? Now, the drugs have side effects, and sometimes the benefits outweigh a risk, according to one of the doctors. But in one of the five studies, 161,000 women between 50 and 79 were in the study, and after 8 years of follow-up, the women who took the drugs were at greater risk of fractures overall, especially of two bad areas, the spine and the wrist. And then in a different study, they analyzed over 100,000 patients discharged from hospitals over a five-year period, and they found a 74% increase in cases of infections with Clostridium difficile, a common and sometimes deadly cause of diarrhea among people who use PPI daily. Now, does that mean the stuff in your acid and your belly and the good bacteria that's there was not, which is your first line against infection, is now being injured in some way through these drugs? Is that possible? I say yes. I say yes, because when we look to stop an exact cause without looking at the reason for it, we look to simply remove the symptom and not remove the disease, then we're not really curing it. We're simply removing a symptom of it. We talk about that a whole bunch in Fix the Family, Fix America, and Disease and the Diet. But there you go. If you are on any of that stuff, you can be subject to more bacterial infections and more injury to your spine and wrist, especially ladies of the menopausal age. My chair is squeaking today. You gotta love it. And it's probably because I don't sit very well. I like to move and stand while I talk, but the radio show forces me to sit here in the studio, in this chair, on this microphone without moving. Right here, right now. And so, folks, we have a very, very special show. All right, ladies, let's talk about some other problems that you may have by doing things that you think are okay. Moms, ladies, age, right? Who wants to age? Everybody loves the youth. I, for one, am a fan of growing old because the alternative is not growing old. And while everyone talks of wanting to live for a very long time, they fight it every step of the way with how they look. And ladies especially are going after... Excuse me. Ladies especially are going after these treatments with Botox. Everybody's heard of Botox, right? Well, in a new study published just on Monday... The Cornell Medical College in New York found that muscle groups that have not been injected with Botox will still find a way to make expressions. What? Expressions? Love that. What they're saying, let me put this in layman's terms. What they're saying is when you have Botox to paralyze those muscles, remember, that's what Botox does, it paralyzes the muscles that are causing that wrinkle and smooths out that wrinkle temporarily. Not permanently, temporarily, again, curing the symptom, not the problem. If you do that, you have some muscles in your face that go, oh my goodness. Because the body is a goodness. The body is a survival demon. So when it looks over, one of the muscles looks over at its buddy and goes, hey, you. And you go, and the other muscle goes, what? Dude, man, you're not moving. I know, man. For some reason, I can't move. Why can't you move, man? I don't know. There was this big, long needle came into me, and suddenly I can't move. It's really not good. I don't feel good at all. Feeling kind of, you know, toxic. Like there's, I don't know, botulism in my body. Dude, that's terrible. All right, well, look. You just lay there and try to get better. But while you lay there, I'm going to work harder because that's what we do in our body. We help each other, right? Yeah, dude. Man, I appreciate it, man. Once I get back on my feet, I'll help you out again. All right, cool. All right, so I'm going to do double time while you lay there. Got it?
Yeah, man, I got it.
Thanks. So, squeaky, so we're sitting there, muscles paralyzed, botulism. The other muscles work harder, twice as long. And, of course, the way they put it in this journal, the muscle groups that have not been injected with Botox will still find a way to make expressions. Let me tell you what that means. That means they're going to make new wrinkles. Yeah, new lines in your face from the muscles that weren't working so hard. So what does that mean? You're actually creating more wrinkles by using the Botox in the long run. La, 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 la. How awesome is that? So, theoretically, you have some local effect of accentuating a wrinkle associated with an adjacent muscle that has not been treated. And that is causing more wrinkles when you're done with the Botox. Botox, here's the professional Botox definition. Let me get on my pro face.
Botox is a drug made from a toxin produced by the bacterium Clostridioides botulinum and is injected under the skin to temporarily relax facial muscles, smoothing lines and wrinkles. Patients can expect results to last 3 to 6 months.
So, after 3 to 6 months, you find out that your other wrinkles are returning because you're that paralyzed. Dude, man, you starting to move again?
Yeah, man.
I'm starting to move again. Cool, I'll get this wrinkle over here. You just created a new wrinkle, didn't you? Yeah, man, I got one over here I've been working on. All right, cool. We'll double time now. Sweet. So you do that, and you got your double time wrinkles going on, and so it's not really the best plan, don't you think? So Botox actually causing extra wrinkles. It's amazing how it happens all the time. All right, whoa! I am starting to love these music choices that we're having. We're getting more and more and more coming online because we are, again, one of the fastest growing, most listened to family radio shows in all of the planet. Thank you for listening. Again, my name is Jack Hatfield, and this is Fix the Family. Fix this country we call America. Soon to be Fix the Family. Fix the world. Greatly appreciate you coming. Is this your first time listening? We do it through four parts plus one. That begins with positive fathering, then goes on with make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And then the offshoot of that, because families, more and more families are being wrought with degenerative diseases. We have disease and the diet. Everyone knows the things that we're going through in our family. And we are finding out that there has been a long time coming of finding out what we're eating, what's causing our problem, when did it happen, why did it happen. I can tell you it sometime happened around 1956. If you want more, we're going to be talking about subscription services to disease and the diet products. We're going to be talking about a cookbook that we're going to be selling next week. We're going to be talking about pumping out loads and loads and loads of hidden and unknown information, because I'm going to tell you why. I was in an unknown place, and I spoke of this, not an unknown place, but a known place. I can't tell you the name of that over the air, but it rhymes with Hall Smart. And remember, I spoke about this about 3 weeks ago on this show. Lady obviously getting her groceries for the year, it looked like, but really I think it was for the week. She had about 19 boxes of Pop-Tarts. Oop, can't say that. 19 boxes of toaster pastries that are known to be popping. And she had a lot of Krispies from the rice area. And she had a lot of generic cola and sodas. And basically her entire shopping cart was devoid of nutrition. And it looked like she was feeding her children this. And you look around and you say, you know, if we're having a nationwide obesity epidemic on our children, is it simply the fact that our adults and parents today aren't paying attention? And that is why if we can fix this family, we can fix any family, we can start fixing America. And that's why we started this. And again, I got to talk about it again. Had one just yesterday in line buying some groceries at another grocery store. Looked like a family of four. Going through the line, generic cereal, very similar to the Krispies of the rice. Lot of the loops of the fruit. A lot of the generic sodas and the colas and orange fizzies and the lemon and lime fizzies and a lot of toaster pastries that pop and a lot of there was a lot more. There was a lot of white bread, generic white bread. A lot of, what else was this family doing? It was an awful lot of fast making food that just stored on a shelf that you pour. Anyway, it was, again, another shopping cart completely devoid of nutrition. You can tell this is their one-time trip to the store every month. And they are racking up. They had four shopping carts full of this stuff. Four shopping carts devoid of nutrition. Now, do I think that I am going to make a humongous difference in their lives if they don't pay attention? And remember, we talked about the labels. The Health and Human Services saying we're going to make food labels go on the front of the label, and we discussed the absolute arcane ignorance of that proposition. I was speaking about that just last night to some buddies, and we discussed how the front of the label on the can would become the back of the label on the can, and therefore the marketer or shopkeeper would place therefore thus a back label onto the front and vice versa. And there you have it. But it did not appear in either case of these two shopping carts, well, actually five shopping carts, that the parents were actually turning the product around and going, you know what, this is actually okay. We're going to put this right in a cart. No. I'm pretty sure that they grabbed generics and or the things that were on sale. So... there's this whole sad thing that they're trying to get. Stop marketing. The government is trying to, the Task Force on Childhood Obesity is trying to get going after the people who produce these foods and saying stop marketing the kids. Here's my problem with that. I was buying two families. One of them kids were not there, not with the mother. And the other one, the kids were, you know, down the aisle, but they were not paying attention to what the mother was putting in the cart and definitely not paying attention to what they were loading into bags, putting back into their cart to take to their car. In other words, the children were not the ones making this purchase. So the marketing to the child can be overruled by the who? Wait a minute, kid. You're telling me a kid who has no knowledge and wisdom of marketing and advertising ways looks at an advertisement for loops of the fruit and goes, oh my gosh, I want to eat that. I want to eat that. And they simply get in their car at the age of 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, get in the car, run down to the grocery store, and buy the loops of the fruit themselves from the money they make on their job at the factory. And now we're going to go after the loops of the fruit people. No, that's not true. Kids, yes, are going to see the loops of the fruit commercial and go, I want that. Guess who's the one overruling factor of that? I believe the person that gets in the car, drives to the store, and buys the organic cereal would be doing the one that's doing a better job, right? And who would that be? Oh, yeah, Mommy Daddy. But I don't know about you, but I'm seeing this humongous familiar theme that says it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It can't be your fault. Those foods are cheaper. Those foods are tastier. Those advertising, those commercials are make you unable to resist. I mean that bird with the beak just makes you have to have the loops of the fruit. And there is no way you don't have the intelligence to sit there and say, you know what, I'm being marketed the loops of the fruit. But if I look and study the loops of the fruit, it's not really that good. So maybe I'm not going to serve it to my family. And guess who will win there? The pocketbook reigns supreme. When the loops of the fruit sales go down and the organic something else goes up, someone's going to pay attention. And soon you'll see advertising for, look at our organic fruit product, cereal. But no, we're going after the people that put on that commercial because the parents have no responsibility. It is not their fault. It is not their fault. And I don't agree. So, again, this task force on childhood obesity, going after that, don't like it. And a poll on CBS News asked, would you support restrictions on marketing unhealthy food to children in order to combat obesity? 93% of them answering this poll, don't know how many that is, said overwhelmingly no. And that again, is running along the lines of, goodness gracious, can we stop treating everyone like a child? Moms and dads, your mothers and fathers for a reason. You have a child. Now, if you were a child having a child, it's time for you to mature and buck up and learn more and faster. It's going to be a little harder on you, but you made that decision when you were young. But for those of you, I see 30 and 40-year-olds. That lady in the line was not of teenage age. It was not even 20-ish. Areas. I would say in the 30s or 40s, upper 30s, low 40s. Loading up her children with this stuff. She's not paying attention. But it's not her fault, is it, right? It's not her fault. Those commercials on there say, get the Krispies of the rice. We're great. We make noise when you put us in milk. You can't overcome that. No one can overcome that. I see exactly what's going on. When you have stuff that crackles and snaps and stuff in milk, you are mesmerized. I see exactly how. Anyway, Fix the Family, Fix America. If you're listening to this and you know someone who's in that line buying that stuff, get them to listen tomorrow, next week. So that we talk about the Healthy Eating Cookbook. It's going to change your life. We talk about the subscription video service and recipes coming biweekly from me and other people. It's going to change their life. And it's going to be incredible. We're coming at you hard and we're coming at you fast because this has to be fixed now before we sit around and give more it's not your fault power to people. So that, see, you stop thinking. You stop thinking if someone says, I'm going to take care of it for you. You stop thinking. It's time for you to start thinking. It's time for you to start becoming active. It's time for you to start understanding that in 1954, there was not a lot of MIs, myocardial infarctions. Now, all of a sudden, there's 500,000 a week.
So anyway, fix the family, fix America, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success. They're also talking about putting a federal tax on sugar. They say there is no proposal, but they're saying that sugary items should be taxed higher. Disagree completely. Again. Okay. I'm going to stop talking about that. That gets you just down. If you'd like to weigh in on this and think that I'm off my rocker, 347-677-0692. Remember, my name is Jack Hatfield. Excuse me, choking on myself when I say my name. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, my name is Jack Hatfield, best-selling author, speaker, life trigger, motivational speaker, you human adversity revitalist. People who know me know that I've gone through hell and back, and we're sitting here trying to help more people. And we do this show every week because we love our listeners that are growing in leaps and bounds. Please tell everyone about this show. It's very important for us to get out there, get around, and make things happen. Okay, so now we're going to talk about that obesity task force that listed 70 immediate steps to reduce U.S. child obesity. Now remember, I said it could be done in 5. Mom, dad, reading, educating, and learning themselves about the food they eat. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 more, 5, teach your children so that they can make the proper decisions when they're out. The 4 priorities that they're talking about is good information for parents and caregivers. Great plan. I'm pretty sure the good information is right there on that label, all in every product. Healthy food in schools. Good plan. Improve access to healthy, affordable foods. I believe there's a supermarket near everyone. And I don't know about you, but almost everyone I've ever been in has that section that says we're pretty cool. So, and then last but not least, get children to be more physically active. Parents, again. Parents, again. You sit there and look at your kid and go, get up, go outside. I don't know about you, but that's what I got told all the time. Go outside. I'll see you at dinner. And you just had to deal. You just had to deal. All right. Here's something important for you to know. All right, I had to put that up there. They have found out. A lot of people talk about, Jack, you're so in the face. You're so black and white. You're so straightforward. You straight talk. And I say yes, because it's the time for platitudes and talking around in circles and saying things just to make a crowd happy. Those times are over. It is time to get serious. Now, when I say serious, I mean fun serious, because I'm going to have fun doing it. And hopefully you capture the sarcasm that we throw out at this place a lot. But this is an important article. I'm going to talk about this really, really good today. At the age of 6 months, babies can barely sit up, let alone take their first tottering steps, crawl, or talk. But they've already developed a sense of moral code and can tell the difference between good and evil. Your 6-year-old child can tell the difference between good and evil. I mean, 6-month-old child. Then what's up with parents? Because these sets of experiments challenge the ways many people have said children are raised. They say children are born as blank slates, and our morality is shaped by our parents and experiences.
Well,
to a point. But they're also finding out that the good and the bad hardwired into the brain at birth. They used this experiment involving puppets, babies aged 6 months old, showing a strong preference to the good, helpful characters, and rejected the unhelpful, naughty characters right at that age without a problem. In fact, some babies acted as judge and jury when they were asked to take away treats from a naughty puppet. Some babies went further and dished out their own punishment with a smack on its head, saying, no. Well, they didn't talk. They were 6 months old, but they gave the resounding look. So, when we sit there and we talk about, oh, there's a gray area between good and evil. No, there's not. Babies are bred this way to know there's a difference between good and evil. There's a morality born into us. And that's what we cover here in Fix the Family, Fix America, is that morality. Where the heck does it go? Why the heck do people put it down? Why do you hide your natural success principles deep inside when you could let those out, those principles you were born with? This is just more affirmations of exactly what my book talks about and exactly what I witnessed in my premature child. If a baby at 6 months, that they can prove now at the early age of 6 months, they can distinguish between good and bad, good and evil, then I know that you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born, and my book, Natural Success Principles, points that out. My premature daughter read no books, listened to no speeches, didn't have this show, did have me, though. Had a set of parents that told her there was no failing, had a set of grandparents who never once sensed that there was any issue, and she came through it dying twice, and now she's almost 6 years old. So I'm telling you, this experiment right here shows more and more of the good stuff, very good stuff. Babies knowing the difference at 6 months of age between good and evil. Now, another presidential cancer advisor came up. We're going to talk about a quick cancer here real quick. And again, thank you for listening. This is Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. If you ever want to call in, it's 347-677-0692, one of the largest, fastest-growing family talk shows on the web. We talk about stuff that's going to fix the family, fix the father, fix the mother, fix the parents, fix the child, and or help the family get through degenerative diseases. Anyway, the cancer presidential cancer advisor says that Americans are being bombarded with cancer-causing chemicals and radiation. They then say the federal government must do far more to protect them. That's not true. Just tell us what's happening there. And we will do what we need to do. Now, I just said you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born. Well, right then, you are also being bombarded continually with a myriad of combinations of dangerous exposures before you were born. So that shows you an amazing ability for the human body to survive, because you're getting cancer-caused exposure before you're born, and you still survive and come out and can succeed. So now they're saying you need to remove the carcinogens and other toxins from our food, water, and air that cause these degenerative diseases, cripple our nation's productivity, and devastate American families. That's a great line. So why? Remember, organic food should be called real food. Anything else should be called chemically altered food. Adding fluoride and other toxic chemicals to our water that we drink should be eliminated. So we need to fix this. You think anybody's going to fix this, or you think there's some, I don't know, dollars happening? I think it could happen. We're going to dig deeper into that next week. And remember, by the way, next week we're going to talk to you about a cookbook, a place you can get the cookbook, a place you can get the subscription to the video series and the other recipes and ebooks that come to you biweekly, all happening by next week. We are going to be tearing up this country from the foundation up, fixing the family and fixing America. If you'd like to fan up with me, go to Facebook.com, the Jack Hatfield, Facebook.com, the Jack Hatfield. Fan up with me, please. And also, see a lot of posts that we're doing at FixTheFamilyFixAmerica.com. So you can do that at Facebook.com/FixTheFamily as well. So fan up with me. Join Fix the Family, Fix America. Join Disease and Diet. Join Blessed With Series. And let's get this done. Now, last but not least, I have to do this. Marriages across the world are going to be saved today. There is now a product you can purchase that gives you the real solution to a very real problem. It was designed by a science teacher using a space-age military fabric to protect against chemical weapons. Anyway, this is going to help marriages across the board because you have a lot of women say there's some problems in the bedroom from their man. And, you know, I understand that, and vice versa in some cases. May not happen as often, but when it does, it's even deadlier than the first one. Better Marriage Blanket now can suppress the chemical weapons of your partner before it becomes a problem with you. In other words, it's an activated carbon fabric to quickly absorb the odor of flatulence coming from your spouse. So this Better Marriage Blanket can now be put on your bed, and whenever the chemical weapon is introduced into the atmosphere, this blanket will make it okay for you to continue breathing as the spouse. So it's this year's big old Snuggie, helping to keep the gas emissions down in your bedroom between you and your spouse. This is very important. Fix the Family, Fix America loves things that are going to make better marriages. And the Better Marriage Blanket is just one of them. Ah, yes, it's a real solution to a very real problem. Again, it's the same type of fabric used by the military to protect against chemical weapons. It comes in two colors, white and beige. And it's not a true product. It was hilarious. It's a fake product, but can you imagine? Can you imagine the Better Marriage Blanket keeping the odor of your spouse away from you in your bed? Very important. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Disease and the Diet. Fix the Family real quick. Oh, goodness. Sorry. That's our studio person telling us we got to hurry. Again, thank you for listening. Fix the Family, Fix America is here, going to make a difference, soon to be the largest family radio program in the world. Disease and the Diet, helping you get through and cure and prevent the degenerative diseases in your family. We are going to announce and make some big announcements next week. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff. Our tour is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to Earth Fairs across the country. Our official nationwide print partner is Soho Office. Earth Fairs are places that we're going to be doing it. We're going to be doing it other places also. We really like to see you. We really like to get in touch with you. We really like you to get in touch with us. You can call us here live every Wednesday, 347-677-0692. You can go right now to diseaseandthediet.com, sign up for a VIP sign-up to be informed of these products as they come down the pike. And you can come to, of course, www.naturalsuccessprinciples.com, and you will see everything that you got on me. And we would love to hear from you in some way, some form. And if you have a story of triumphing over tragedy, go to blessedwith.com. We'd love to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. This is Jack Hatfield signing out saying, fix the family, fix this country. Please have a happy relationship, have a happy family. Thanks a lot.